being a guy that's, you know, had a good year, looking for a team, being around the Super Bowl, you see all these guys. Does that come into conversation when you meet guys and other executives and teams?
First of all, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show.
No problem.
It's a privilege. But yeah, you know, going into my sixth year in the NFL, and you know, being up to be a free agent March 11th. It's kind of a unique situation, but as far as, you know, walking around, getting a chance to meet people and talk football and, you know, X's and O's and networking and things, you know, we do get a chance to talk about football, but I don't talk about contracts or anything like that, because I don't control those type of things. I'm just focusing on right now having a good time, enjoying the off season. You know, making a difference in people's lives, networking, but football will take care of itself. That's why I have a great agent and that'll do his job. So I don't want to get anxiety or think about those type of things.
Is being a Raider and staying in Oakland a priority for you?
Man, I love it there. I really do. I love the system. I love the fans. You know, I love the Bay Area. I love the weather. I love everything about it. I fit. I'm molded into what kind of football they want to get done. Hard nose, physical yards, gridiron, you know. And growing up, when I thought about a Raider, you know, I always think about backyard football, fourth and one running power, and that's the kind of offense I fit. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, I don't get the final decisions in everything, you know, and that's why you hire people around you to make some good decisions. But do I want to be a Raider? Of course.
Do you view yourself as a starter now, or is that something that even comes into your mind?
Viewing yourself, you coming in as a rookie, I've always viewed myself as a starter. I believe you're not doing your craft any justice by seeing yourself playing any other spot but being the starter. And, you know, during the season, people was asking me, I did some interviews talking about being a starter. And quite frankly, to me, how I view it, that any backups on the team, the backups are at home watching on the couch. If you strap on a uniform, you put on that bucket helmet, then you're a starter. You know, you got to go in and practice every single week, get mental reps, making sure you, when your name get called, that you know, you go out there and put your best foot forward for yourself, for your team, and everybody else that's part of the organization. So, you know, I always see myself as a starter. I always see myself carrying the load. So it's kind of up to a team to see my style of play fitting, carrying their load.
Haberman Middlecoff here at 95.7 The Game. Rashad Jennings, our guest. And we understand that Jerome Bettis is there with you as well. He just sat down. And Bus, are you there? How are you?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for the time. I'm curious if we could – the two of you there together is awesome. We've got a guy who's a Hall of Fame finalist, and best of luck to you, Bus, and, of course, Rashad Jennings. And we were just talking to Rashad about, you know, the opportunity ahead of him as an impending free agent. When you talk to running backs in the league now, like Rashad Jennings, what do you tell them?
Well, you know, I just tell them I'm a big fan of what they do, especially Rashad. I mean, his size and his speed and his ability, I mean, it's second to none. So, you know, you want them to know that, you know, they're carrying on the legacy that I didn't set. But, you know, I tried to keep that standard up and the guys that came before me. And so you let them know how proud you are of them and how they're doing, and also, you know, how they're doing off the field as well. So, you know, and I told them, you know, last night I said, hey, you did your job, and what happens is what happens. Hopefully the Raiders understand what they have in him and want to do right by him. But at the same time, he has to understand that his opportunities are going to be coming to a close at some point, because your career is going to end, and he's got to think about himself, his family, and he has to make the best decision for him. And you know, I would love for it to be Oakland, but at the end of the day, he's got to realize his opportunities, because I think he did an incredible job there in Oakland this year.
Rashad, we got to get Reggie McKenzie on the phone right now. We got the Raiders starting backfield sitting right here with 95.7 The Game.
Yeah,
Bettis, Rashad Jennings. I mean, game over. There wouldn't be a more physical backfield in the league.
Yeah, game would be over, because there'd be an ambulance there to pick me up.
Yeah, Bus, you got anything left?
I would have tore both hamstrings by the end of the first quarter.
In all seriousness, Rashad, I mean, you're a bigger back. you know, you weren't necessarily known for your speed, even though this year I think that Houston run, you're still running out of the Wildcat. Is what sitting next to Jerome Bettis, was that a guy growing up playing, you know, high school, college football that you kind of patterned your game after?
Yeah, you know what? Watching Jerome Bettis in high school, you know, one of the most agile, biggest guys I've ever seen, quick feet, strong, physical, powerful, play with enthusiasm. Like, he was a guy that I kind of wanted to be like. And it's a funny story. I got picked up as a running back at Pittsburgh Panthers. And I remember my first day there walking in. You know, they kind of split facilities with the Steelers and the Panthers. And me and my mom got there, and, you know, I was just looking over. I was like, man, I got to meet Jerome Bettis. I got to meet him. And I met him. I got a chance to meet him. And so I'm googly wide-eyed, freshman in college. And, you know, Jerome, he's the most humble guy you'll meet. And I got a chance to shake his hand, meet him. He kind of took me in under his wing and showed me around the facility and, you know, gave me some cliques and autographs and, you know, hugged on my mom and, you know, it just kind of fellowship with us. And, you know, that meant a lot to me then. And, you know, at Pittsburgh my freshman year, I wore 36 because I wanted to be just like Jerome Bettis. You know, I thought he was the most complete back. And, you know, and part of being a complete back, you got to be able to catch the ball. You got to be able to block. You got to be able to make every single yard, every single run. And that was something that he did, and I want to continue to emulate. So, you know, it's a small world. It's full circle. It's funny to watch how God works. But, yeah, he definitely is somebody that I looked up to.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a wild story. That's awesome.
It is.
Obviously, Bus, we'd be remiss. You're a finalist for the Hall of Fame. What is it like sitting and waiting for an answer on that this weekend?
You know, it's a difficult process because, you know, obviously you want to be in. But in the same breath, you understand that the process is what it is. And you look at every guy on that list, every guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But every guy is not going to get in this year. So you understand that, you know, you may not be on that list. You hope you are, but you may not be on that list. So, you know, it's a frustrating, difficult process, but one that you have to go through.
Jerome, I mean, when you think about the Hall of Fame, and Rashad, you can probably relate, as a running back, I start listing you the names, Walter Payton, Jim Brown, Barry Sanders. I mean, some of the greatest players at your position. What an honor it would be having your bus, I mean, literally, sitting next, you know, to them. Have you thought about that?
No, you know what? I haven't. I think about that if it happens. Because, you know, the thing is, you know, you don't want to start overthinking it or think going too far. Because the key that I've found that I can handle it is not to become emotionally invested in this situation. So with that being said, hey, if I get in, that's great. If I don't get in, that's great too, because I don't think it changes my career and what I was able to accomplish on the football field. So that's the way I look at it. I don't kind of look at, you know, the different things or, you know, what would happen if or having a bust, because, you know, it hasn't happened. And when it happens or if it happens, then I would, I'd be thinking about everything you could imagine.
Jerome Bettis, Rashad Jennings, our guests right now here on 95.7 The Game. And, Bus, we have to ask you as well, of course, about you are raising awareness for a food allergy to shellfish, correct? Explain what you want people to know about that.
Yeah, well, I have an allergy to shellfish. And what I want people to know is there's a device here that it's been on the market for about a year, and it's called IBQ. And it's an epinephrine auto-injector, and the key here to the device is it actually talks you through the process. If you needed to inject yourself because of an allergic reaction to something, the device actually tells you what to do. And so when you're in a traumatic situation like that, you need a device or you need something to help you because you're nervous. And this device actually talks to you. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's the actual device talking you through the process. And when you have something like that, it'll make your life a lot simpler, and you'll be more apt to want to do it and not be too nervous to inject yourself. And so that's what it's all about. The device is, again, it's called IVQ. Go to IVQ.com, AUVI-Q.com. And if you have any type of allergies, you know, you go to your doctor, and it's a prescription device, and believe me, it's something you want to have in a difficult time like that.
Okay, one more question before we get you guys out of here. It's Friday night, New York City, Super Bowl weekend. Where y'all going tonight?
That's a good question. I know the ESPN, ESPN has a party tonight, so I think that's we're definitely going to attack that one.
I like
it. Yep, I second that. I'm going to be there. I got a couple things to do. I'm going to go to a gospel show, but definitely I wind up being at the ESPN party tonight.
And we got
to
get a hold of Reggie, Rashad, and get this thing done.
Yeah, hopefully so. Give
get
him
it
a
done,
call.
Man. Get it done.
And Bus will get a percentage.
That's right.
Hey, guys, enjoy the rest of the week. Thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Have a good one,
fellas. Thank you.
All right. Rashad Jennings.